Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. USA is hatching a new plan after the previous plan was exposed and thwarted by the Ummah. News. Armed Rohingya groups have begun recruiting from Cox's Bazar refugee camps to assist in fighting against the Arakan army in Rakhine. The information was revealed in a report from the International Crisis Group titled, quote, Bangladesh Myanmar, The Dangers of a Rohingya Insurgency, end quote. The report notes that after the Arakan army's victory over Myanmar's military in Rakhine, the Rohingya groups have become increasingly active and they have agreed to work together against the Arakan army, a group that counts Rakhine's Buddhist majority as its base. The Business Standard, the 18th of June, 2025. Comment. The so-called humanitarian corridor for the Rakhine state of Myanmar was clearly a U.S. project to upset British-backed military junta government in Myanmar. It was originally designed to push military junta out of Kyaukipyu and Sitwe, Akyab, the last strongholds of Rakhine state for the military government, Tatmadaw. However, due to the bold stance of the people of Bangladesh, including its armed forces, against the so-called humanitarian corridor, the word quote-unquote corridor became synonymous to quote-unquote a threat to the national security of Bangladesh and quote-unquote a national dirty trick of the USA. So the USA had to revise its strategy and bring an Islamic dimension in the scene to bring public sentiments to her favor and play her nasty geopolitics. Arakan Army, which represents the clear Buddhist majority in the Rakhine state, is a focal point of U.S. proxy war against junta government. While the ARSA, Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, represents the Muslim majority in the Rakhine state. However, both groups have ties with the U.S. under the quote-unquote Burma Unified Through Rigorous Military Accountability Act 2022 of the USA, which explicitly includes provision for supporting anyone and everyone who is opposing or fighting the Tatmadaw. In 2023, Burma Act was included in the U.S. National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, in order to dispatch funds and military logistical supports to the groups those are fighting the junta government. And now, after the U.S. sense that her plan has emboldened Arakan Army in the name of a humanitarian corridor through Bangladesh was exposed, she was resorted to activate other groups with Islamic identity to reverse the public sentiments in Bangladesh. Under these circumstances, the sudden increase of recruitment in the Rohingya camps are happening. It is not surprising that the U.S. will resort to all possible means to implement their evil schemes in the Bay of Bengal. However, the Ummah must distance herself from being part of these schemes. The Ummah must understand that any insurgency, even in the name of jihad, under the supervision and direct help of the U.S. or any other kuffar states, will not solve a single problem that the Ummah is currently facing. Insurgency has been proven fruitless for the Ummah many instances, including the problems of the Syrians, Kurds, Baloch, Kashmir, and many other places. Although rivers of Muslim blood were sacrificed, the Ummah couldn't move forward towards victory and honor. It is the Kuffar colonialists who gained from the sacrifices of sacred blood of the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If blood and lives of the Muslims must be sacrificed, then why not sacrifice for a pure Islamic cause? Besides, the Muslims of Bangladesh must discard the idea of quote-unquote nationalism in viewing the Rohingya Muslims, because nationalism is the fetal position which made the great Ummah fragmented and weak before their kuffar enemies. The Muslims must ponder about the unparalleled success of their forefathers who embraced every single tribe, race, and color and melted them under the La ilaha illallah to form a formidable Ummah. So the Muslims of Bangladesh must not view the Rohingya Muslims as foreigners and refugees. Rather, they must view them as Muslim brothers. They must embrace the Rohingya Muslims like the Muslims of Medina embrace the Muslims of Mecca. The cause and interest of the Muslims of Bangladesh are not separate from the cause and interest of the Rohingya Muslims, so they must make their cause unified under a just Khalifa, Caliph. Truly this Ummah is one single Ummah, and I am your Lord, so worship me alone. Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 92. The Khalifa will ensure the true liberation of Arakan, liberation of Muslim lands from the physical occupation of the Kuffar, as well as the liberation of Muslim hearts and minds from the Kuffar ideas such as nationalism and secularism. Only then the conspiracies of the head of the Kuffar, USA, can be conclusively foiled. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Risat Ahmad, Wilaya, Bangladesh. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.